Good morning. We're going to turn to 1 Samuel 17. We're going to start reading at verse 12. It talks about here, I spaced it. Goliath coming out and David going to meet him, and David came out and was talking a little about the size of Goliath. And verse 12 starts, "Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next unto him Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren. And carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went, as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words that David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the men, fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, Have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth his Philistines and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab his eldest brother heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, Why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I not done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for them. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said moreover, The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in his shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on, and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence his stone, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, and the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with his sling and with his stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. We notice here that we've got this whole army, Saul's army, which in today's world would be considered the military, and they are, you know, supposed to keep us safe. But here we got a giant that came out to face them. And what did they do? That giant just stalled them. They just didn't know what to do. They just stood back and got scared. You know, Saul's army, they saw the giant and they just stopped. They stalled him. They were not able to look past the giant and see the power that was available to them to conquer the giant. David comes along and he looks at the whole situation. He also sees the giant. But his sight doesn't stop there. He sees right past the giant and sees what the power that God has to give him to defeat that giant. We also notice that, I'm not sure which verse it was, but Saul says something to David that you can't fight him because he's been a man of war from his youth, and you're just a youth. You're just a young boy. So there we see a very different lack of experience. That doesn't faze David. You know, numerous times, Jesus refers to the faith of a child. And here we have David, just a young boy, but he isn't scared. He's going to go out there, he's determined, he's going to overcome him, and he's going to move on. He wasn't scared that Goliath was out there and stood, you know, I don't know how many feet tall, but he's probably twice his height, if not more. It didn't faze him. So we look at that, the giant, and it didn't faze David. We face giants too. They're not literal giants that stand twice as tall as we are, but we face giants. There's all kinds of them in this world around us. There's many things out there trying to get our attention. And it doesn't just stop with bad things. There can be good things out there that distract us either. You know, our ambitions, our goals, the actions of others. And it doesn't always necessarily mean outside. It can come from within. But that's all things that can stand as giants in our way. We're going to see the giants no matter what we do. We're not going to be able to not see them. They're going to be there. But what matters is not that we see them, but but how do we deal with them? Do we, like Saul's army, just stand back and get scared of them and cower in the corner? Or do we, like David, go out and hit them full force? So when the giants come, what do we do? Are we going to sit back? That's the challenge. Are we going to sit back and be scared? Or are we going to move on, conquer them, and move on?